I think it's important that when we get on the guys, right, like the pass rush, like I've heard people calling out Matthew Judon, and rightfully so. He was brought here to get sacks. He's got 1.5. When guys step up and start playing, and we can call it stepping up moving forward if we want, and we can do this every, you know, once a week or when necessary. After the New Orleans game, Kyle Pitts had 0 catches for kind of obvious 0 yards.
I was going to say, don't say anything other than 0.
Couple
call
of drops,
liar.
Couple of drops. Didn't like think the routes were. I thought there were a couple of times he could have done a little more. And who am I? I've never ran routes in the NFL.
I have.
I've ran routes on an NFL practice field before, the indoor, but it was just me and Arch, and it was just a post.
How'd that work out for you?
I caught it.
Okay.
It was like a 6-yard touchdown against air. So, you know, don't test me, Tiff. But he, it was bad, and he wasn't very good to start the season. He had the touchdown in the first week, but it was kind of abysmal. In fact, New Orleans was the fourth game of the year. After that game, he had 8 catches. Okay,
ooh.
He had 8 catches for 105 yards going in, after the fourth game of the year. All right.
All right.
Since then, he's had 21 catches for 314 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's a 14.9 yard clip per catch. So it's 15 yard clip per catch. Through 8 games in his fourth season in the tight end rank, because that's what he is. First off, before I get
breaking
there,
news, tight end.
He's done a phenomenal job in pass pro those last 4 games, I think. Yeah, his screen blocking and downfield blocking still could be better, but he's done a really good job in blocking where we need him. Run blocking.
Let me put it this way. He's shown a willingness in pass protection, all right, that we haven't seen until recently, in my opinion. So I'll say that for him.
I thought he was good against Tampa. I saw him one time go 1-on-1 with Yaya Diaby, and he stoned him. Yep. Now, you know, it is what it is. But through 8 games in tight end ranks, he ranks 4th in yards, 9th in catches, he's 10th in targets, 1st in yards per catch, he's 5th in yards per game, and he's 4th in touchdown catches. He is top 10 in every tight end category that to me matters. And that is why he was drafted 4th overall to be 1, 2, or 3, I would say, in all those categories. But he's having a phenomenal year. In fact, you could argue that this is his best season ever through 8 games. He had more catches for more yards, but less touchdowns in his rookie year through 8 games. He had 36 for 546, only the 1 touchdown. He only had that all year. Yeah. I think I heard Wes say yesterday on Dukes and Bell, and Wes Durham knows his stats as well as anybody out there about the Falcons, you know, his numbers. I think he said he's caught up a third of his touchdowns this season.
Yeah.
Because if you look at our chart, he's got 9 touchdowns in his career. 3 of those are this year. So he has stepped up, and that all of that is with a game where he did nothing. Okay?
Well,
so essentially it's through 7 games.
And that's part of the conversation, I think, is it's to me it's more than about this year. To me it's the last 4 game stretch, and you mentioned it. There was nothing in game 4. There was very little before that. There was questions. That goes all the way back to Raheem Morris, right? Saying stats are for losers. Right? When you start looking at things that are being done, stats are for losers. I don't want to talk about that. Is he doing the right things that he needs to do to win the game and, you know, do some of the other stuff. So, I think no matter what it is, Kyle Pitts has played better. Like stats, blocking, no matter what, you know, no matter what we need to talk about, he's played better. So I get it, man. It's I'm with you. I think he's played better. I would argue if you're saying that this has been his best, if you're saying that this has been his best 8 game stretch or season of his career, then it definitely has to be his best 4 game stretch over the last 4 weeks, right? We have to make that argument.
Before you go any further, the rookie year, he had a couple of games where he was just out of this world with yards. And some of that was due to the fact that he was the only guy on that team. I mean, you go back and look, Ridley was in and out that entire year. He didn't make the trip to London.
Reliable. Mr. Reliable.
And you know, like because his rookie year, he was really good. A guy had almost 1,100 yards his rookie year. He had a stretch where he had a two-game stretch where he was over three. He was just under 300 yards.
Yeah.
And 16 catches. That was against, and a touchdown against the Jets and the Dolphins.
You had pointed out before was the quarterbacks that he's been with, right? So his best years before, obviously with Matt Ryan. Now he's off to a great start with Kirk Cousins.
You know, D. Ritty, the Cincinnati kid, sandwiched in there as well.
Leadership.
Yeah, well, and look, man, I
but I'm pointing out the numbers. That's why I'm saying Matt Ryan and
no, I know. Yeah, no, I know that that's and that's worth pointing out for sure. But I think that's a great point too as well, Bo, because we heard Kirk Cousins in preseason say, "Look, man, sometimes you have to. Hey, I need more right there. Right, I need more." The play that sticks out to me from Kyle Pitts this past weekend, right, the first touchdown, not the one that he, you know, we didn't have the camera angle on, the first touchdown to me, he gets physical at the top of the route. Right, he's getting kind of mauled in the secondary. I can't remember who was in coverage right there. He's getting kind of mauled, gets physical, pulls a rip move, and gets out over the top. And Kirk Cousins gets through his reads and finds Kyle Pitts. So we haven't always seen that physicality from him at the top of these routes. Lord knows. I mean, there's a clip, you know, 6 weeks ago that goes viral because at the top of his slant he's running, it's awful.
And yeah, I think that was the Saints game, I think.
Right, and to me, that's the biggest thing when I look at it. Can you be physical at the top of the route? Can you plant your foot in the ground? And can you make the moves necessary to make sure you are getting open? And that's what I did see this past weekend. That's why I love it. The 4.4 speed allows you to do it. All right, but the thing like grittiness and toughness and willing to, you know, accept contact and all the other stuff, that's what makes you a good football player.
And you we brought up the rookie year stretch. He had he had two games where it was 16 catches and just under 300 yards. But before that, he had 4 for 50, and after that, he had 2 for 13. And this stretch that he's had, this 4-game stretch, he has put up, I think the least amount of catches he's had is 4 in a game, and he still put up numbers in that. It's just been consistency. It feels like all the way around, it's clicked. And Zach Robinson called him out too now. Zach Robinson was asked after the Saints game, "You got to do more to get Kyle the ball." And he says, "Kyle's also got to do things." He said, well, he didn't even say Kyle. He said, "He's also got to do things. He's got to be, you know, the routes have to be more precise, you know, more precision." And it just feels like we had this whole argument. People were like, "Well, they're not using it right." They haven't changed a damn thing about how they use Kyle Pitts. Okay? Nothing has changed. So don't. It's just, it's clicked for whatever reason, whether it's leadership, whether he, you know, it was a conversation, a look in the mirror. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't really care.
Yeah.
What I care about is the fact that it's clicked, he's producing, and he's doing everything we need him to do right now.
You say he's stepping up. I say he is, he's rising up.
You know, I asked for that for a whole segment, and you give him that moment.
It's, I'm done with like you, Dylan. It was orchestrated. That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, they did that to me, and I'm deeply hurt.